This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features hands-free calling. Just say the name of the person you want to call, and Sync dials the number, which means you can keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. Visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
On Wednesday's front page, New York officials say the city's child welfare agency should have done more to help a four-year-old girl before she was found dead last month. Arizona's new immigration law may not bring out the protest vote the Democrats were hoping for in next month's elections. And the machinery that generates clean energy keeps some people up at night. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says a Brooklyn four-year-old appears to have gone months without a visit from child welfare workers assigned to monitor her. A report released at a city council hearing outlines a series of failures by the child agency and a private provider. The report says Marcella Pierce's mother beat her with a video cassette case as punishment. She also tied her to a bed for long periods. Wednesday's front page says disillusioned Hispanics may skip the midterm elections. A poll in Arizona found that only 51% of registered Latino voters plan to vote. Democrats there had been counting on a Hispanic backlash against Arizona's tough new immigration law. After nearly coming to blows with a reporter last week, the Republican candidate for governor here in New York told the Today Show he'd left gutter politics behind. Carl Palladino didn't stay cuddly for long. At a breakfast sponsored by Crane's New York Business, he had this to say about Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver.
The man is a criminal, okay? He did it, and in the meantime, he's taking outside income from whites in Luxembourg. He's never reported it. I just read again last night. I was looking at his disclosure sheets. Okay, they say absolutely nothing about how much his income is and how he earns it. And we know, I mean, you can just look at it and you could smell there's something wrong when he lets New Yorkers suffer the highest insurance rates in the country, all right? Also, he can get his $1 million or what the heck ever he takes from whites in Luxembourg. The man is a criminal, and don't try to make him look like anything else.
Even some of Silver's critics said Palladino had gone too far. When he took over 2 years ago, developer Sam Zell promised to reinvent the company that owns the Chicago Tribune and the Los Angeles Times. Now it's bankrupt, and Wednesday's Times says top executives offended employees with crude talk and sexual innuendo. The company's headquarters in Chicago were like a frat house, complete with poker parties and sex talk. Until recently, Taj Ayubi ran a furniture store less than an hour from Washington. Now he's the senior foreign affairs advisor to Afghan President Hamid Karzai. Among his qualifications, his sister is married to a Karzai. The president has other powerful relatives. A nephew is a top official in the intelligence service. An uncle has been the ambassador to Saudi Arabia. And six other Karzai relatives have businesses that collect millions annually from the U.S. government. Wednesday's front page looks at an island off the coast of Maine that has a love-hate relationship with a wind farm. Residents like Cheryl Lindgren say the turbines have spoiled the peace and quiet they moved there for.
We built this house in 2000. It's a project that we've waited our whole life to do. We're retired, and this is it.
She says she can't sleep because of the noise. Maine found the wind farm on the island violated state nighttime noise standards. We'll go inside Wednesday's Times after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features hands-free calling. Sync connects to most Bluetooth-enabled phones and then listens to the sound of your voice. So just say the name of the person you want to call, and Sync dials their number. With Sync, you'll never miss a call, and you can keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. Visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Wednesday's Times, the Pakistani immigrant who tried to set off a bomb in Times Square smirked as he was sentenced to life in prison. Faisal Shahzad said he was proud to be a terrorist, and he warned of more attacks. In Connecticut, a former parolee was convicted on 16 of 17 charges for his part in a home invasion that left three people dead. He was acquitted on an arson charge. Six of the convictions make him eligible for the death penalty. Trucks carrying supplies for NATO troops in Afghanistan remained stalled at the Pakistani border for a sixth day. Truck owners are complaining that the government isn't providing protection, leaving convoys open to militants and criminals. Times correspondent Jane Perlez says there have been 5 attacks in a week. She says some trucks were set on fire.
It's not clear exactly who has burned them, but it's pretty clear that these trucks have been allowed to be burned as a signal of huge displeasure and anger by the Pakistani government at strikes by NATO helicopters on border posts on the Pakistan border with Afghanistan. There have been 3 or 4 such strikes in the past week, and in one of those strikes, 3 Pakistani paramilitary officers were killed. And any time a Pakistani paramilitary or soldier is killed by NATO or American forces, it shows up the huge anti-American sentiment in this country.
Times correspondent Jane Perlez. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.